This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
The trial of Richard Allen, it is slated as of right now to begin on October 14th, the 24th. We'll see if that happens. Just around the corner, so jury selection not far off. As we get closer, one of the biggest things that happens in any sort of trial, you have pretrial hearings, where a lot of the ins and outs are discussed and confirmed, denied. That's where we're at with this. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. One of the things that the defense of Richard Allen wants to do, and pretty much every motion has been denied by now, is to take the jury to the crime scene. We've seen this in the Alec Murdaugh case. We've seen it in a couple others. It's not super common that they go on the field trip, but in high-profile cases where there's a lot of questions, sometimes they do. Prosecution says, no, it's dangerous terrain. That's literally the excuse. It might be dangerous. You might get a tick. You know, they didn't say that, but might as well. What's your thoughts on this? Of why prevent something like this from happening if you're just trying to defend your client and paint the most accurate picture possible of the scene that these jurors are charged with trying to determine what took place there?
Yeah, I mean, Tony, that's where I'm at with it, too. Like, what is the prosecution afraid of by having the jury go there? You know, some central issues to the case are Richard Allen's alleged proximity to what happened, the proximity of his vehicle to where the crime scene is, where they think this all went down. And so I think that's important for the jurors to physically see the geological and layout and everything and geographical layout and draw conclusions from that. Why prevent it? I it's just a little bit hard for me to understand.
What is it going to help in terms of Richard Allen? I mean, obviously we don't know that, but if you were to speculate, if they were to take them there, okay, here's the railroad track, go down this hill, here's where the bodies were, here's where the stick formation. Oh, wait, they can't talk about the stick formation. So you got Odinisms out of it. Here's the weird sticks that somebody piled up that happened to look like some sort of a paganistic ritual going on. What do you mean? Oh, we can't talk about that. What is it going to tell them other than, okay, they're there? I guess I'm also failing to see how this paints a picture of innocence for Richard Allen either.
Yeah, and fair considerations. You know, I think that the prosecution is likely going to present evidence that Richard Allen and or his vehicle were close to where all this went down. But maybe sort of the topography of that area, perhaps like, you know, how things are laid out in hills and walkways and everything else might indicate, hey, he actually wasn't that close. His vehicle actually wasn't that close when you consider that he had to, you know, walk down a 45 degree hill or something like that. And that's just me speculating. I haven't seen the area, but I'm wondering if that's the avenue that they're heading down in terms of defense.
How does this usually play out when we see something like this being brought out to a jury? In Alec Murdaugh's case, the prosecution wanted to take him out and show it. In this case, it is the defense. Is this really kind of just kind of touch and go depending on the case itself and where and how that may weigh on either side? Or have you seen a trend on this where you take him out there and it seems to help the defense, or it seems to help the prosecution more in each individual
case? You know, it's really a case by case thing. And it depends in large part on the judge. And we've seen in this case, Judge Gold, at least in my appraisal, has been pretty darn biased against the defense. And is she going to let them do anything like this that they would want to do? A different judge might be more open. I'm worried that she will not be.
Well, she's denied everything. By the time we hear this, she may have made her decision on it, which is probably no, because that just seems to be what she says to everything on the part of the defense of Richard Allen. But, I mean, who knows at the end of the day? I mean, it seems like she says no. It's just it adds to the pile of appellate issues on this case. I mean, at some point, it's almost like, why are we even having this trial unless he gets off on it? because it's guaranteed to be a round two. Do you feel like there's, if he is convicted, it's inevitable he will get another trial based on all of the improprieties that we've seen?
You know, I can't say inevitable, but I can say that, you know, there are certainly some eyebrow raising rulings over and over and over again from Judge Gold that seem to prejudice the defense and seem to not have a great basis in law or fact. And so those are primed for appellate issues. If Richard Allen is convicted, I think he's got a darn good shot at a new trial.
It'll be very fascinating to watch as that is about to begin very, very soon. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.